Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library.
There are an increasing number of Cochrane reviews assessing the effects of traditional remedies. Matthew Leach from the School of Nursing and Midwifery at the University of South Australia in Adelaide describes a new one from September 2012, examining research into the use of black cohosh by women experiencing menopausal symptoms.
Black cohosh is a tall-stemmed plant native to Canada and the eastern United States. This plant, with its characteristic dark brown to black rhizome, was traditionally used by Native Americans to treat a multitude of conditions, including malaria, sore throat, rheumatism, menstrual irregularities, and childbirth. In more recent times, much of the research on black cohosh has focused on its effect on menopausal symptoms. Although there are a number of different interpretations on how black cohosh might reduce the unpleasant symptoms of menopause, the most commonly held view is that the triterpene glycosides in the herb reduce a woman's circulating levels of luteinizing hormone, and in so doing, ease the symptoms of menopause. Research has also suggested that the herb stimulates dopaminergic 2 receptors, resulting in improvements in both libido and bone mineral density. This combination of traditional knowledge and empirical evidence, together with effective marketing and ease of access, has led to black cohosh being one of the most frequently used complementary medicines among women. This is not surprising, given the unpleasant nature of menopausal symptoms, the long duration of suffering, with menopausal symptoms lasting anywhere from 5 months to 10 years, and the increased risk of morbidity associated with conventional hormone therapy. However, this does not necessarily prove that black cohosh is effective, and we did this Cochrane review to understand its effects more clearly and to estimate the size of any benefits. Although several reviews of black cohosh have been published, none have attempted to meta-analyze the data to understand the size of the treatment effect of black cohosh compared to other treatments. And even though evidence from experimental studies suggests that black cohosh may be a biologically plausible treatment for menopause, studies investigating the clinical effectiveness of black cohosh have, to date, produced inconsistent findings. This, together with increasing media attention about the safety of black cohosh, prompted us to do this evaluation of the clinical effectiveness and safety for the treatment of menopausal symptoms in both perimenopausal and postmenopausal women. We identified 16 randomized controlled trials for the review, recruiting a little over 2,000 perimenopausal or postmenopausal women. We had three primary outcomes. 1. Changes in frequency or intensity of vasomotor symptoms. 2. Changes in menopausal symptom scores. And 3. Changes in the incidence of adverse events. And we found no significant difference between black cohosh and placebo for any of these outcomes. When black cohosh was compared with hormone therapy, these outcomes favored hormone therapy. But these findings should be interpreted with caution given the heterogeneity across the studies. The comparisons between black cohosh and other interventions, including fluoxetine and red clover, were either inconclusive or not statistically significant. Whilst our findings do not corroborate the traditional and biological evidence, they are consistent with the non-quantitative findings of earlier reviews that case doubts on the clinical effectiveness of black cohosh. Having said that, though, the existing trials do not allow us to be certain about the safety and effectiveness of black cohosh for the management of menopausal symptoms because of doubts about the quality of these trials. The take-home message, therefore, is that whilst the continued use of black cohosh for the management of menopausal symptoms is not supported by the best available evidence, further high-quality research is required before any firm conclusions can be drawn. This research should not only give due consideration to the primary outcomes used in this review, but also to other important outcomes, such as health-related quality of life, sexuality, bone health, night sweats, and cost effectiveness.
Details of the studies and the different comparisons they contain are available in the full review, which is available from thecochranelibrary.com. That's also the place to watch for updates to the review as new research evidence becomes available.